Okay, so let's take a look at the Rashba. The Rashba has the strongest criticism against Rashi, right? Logically, he holds the Rashi is not logically sound. The Shita. Let's get. Yeah. So the Rashi says, quotes Rashi. He says, "V'teimali im kain heich motzinu erevatz al yom tov." He says over here in the footnote, you have to fix up the lashon go. Tamely im motzinu she'erev atzal yom tov. Im kein hotzos avonam kuli alma asur midoraisa. In other words, how's the Gemara go? The Gemara says that Rav Yosef's question was. How's it go? Rabba says maybe they're arguing about Erev Yom Tov, right? And Rav Yosef says, no, everybody holds Erev Yom Tov on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, right? Everybody holds Erev and Hotzah on Yom Tov, right? So if the Gemara says everybody holds his Erev and Hotzah on Yom Tov, so how can you say that... Hotzos avonim is not asam midoraisa. Im hotzos avonim ain't elam exeris chachamim. Im kain ain't erev atzal yom tov. V'heich nimtza davar v'hafcho biyachad. Right. In other words, the way Rashi is learning is that there is erev hotzos biyom tov. Everybody agrees there is erev hotzos biyom tov. The only question is whether it is gutted afterwards. Right, whether it is completely removed after it's whether all the contents are emptied or not, but the Rashba doesn't like that pshat, because then he says according to Rashi, what do you mean according to Rashi? You're going to say there's erev hotzah liyom tov, but no iser hotzah at all. So what does that mean? That's how do you have the thing and its opposite at the same time? How do you say you have erev hotzah? But at the same time, you have Hutra Lagamri. So then you have Erev Hotzah, and it's opposite at the same time. So if the Gemara is saying there is Erev Hotzah on Yom Tov, there must be a case where you'll be Chayev for Hotzah. Right? That's his main criticism. Logically, he doesn't like that idea. I mean, you know, that's aside for the questions of how the other sugya is going to work out. But Tosus asks in terms of the how the other sugya is going to work out. But Rashba goes right for the logic of it. And he says, what kind of a meaning is that to say that there is Erev Hotzah, but it's Hutra Lagamri? Yeah. So what do you say? So what do you say? I mean, it's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. And then the Shita, huh?
Can you explain the question? How is that different than Hotzah in general? Like you asked the question on Rashi, is that the same question?
Yeah, same question on Rashi. It's the question on Rashi. What's the meaning of saying that everybody agrees that there is Erev Hotzah, but Beis Hillel holds it's Hutra Lagamri? Right. Everybody agrees that there is Erev Hotzah, but Beis Hillel holds from Mitoch. So once he holds from Mitoch, then all of Hotzah is removed. All of Hotzah becomes Hutra. So the Rashba says to them, basically it means there's no Erev Hotzah. Right? And then he asks also, he says, I don't know, I didn't give you this question, he says, why couldn't the Gemara just say the Gzeira of Tircha from before? Why couldn't you just have Stam Gzeira of Tircha even if there was no Isser Hotzah? He doesn't understand the whole Rashi.
Because it's not going on the Daraisa?
If it's not going on the Daraisa, if it's not coming to make a Geder on Hotzah, so it's coming for Tircha. So if Tircha is a reason to make a Gzeira, why couldn't they make a Gzeira even if there's no way of Hotzah? Right? Basically the questions that were bothering us. Yeah, so you saw the Shita? So the Shita tries to explain this question. I mean, basically what we were saying yesterday is from the Shita. Yeah, so the Shita says, quotes the Kasha from the Rashba, And he says, Moria Rav, bo lelamid zuchus al Rashi. Yes, so who's the Rav? Okay. Okay, so he quotes his Rebbe, the Radvaz, we think. It says like this. Dahadiksiv al totsi maslami batecham biyom shabbos lav lashmi inan diyom tov enok shabbos lahotsi. Okay, so in other words, it doesn't mean that this is Rav Yosef's shita, right? According to Rabbah, it would mean that there is no hotsa at all with regard to Yom Tov. But according to Rav Yosef, that's not what it means. When it says Al Totzi Masa Mi Batechem Biyom HaShabbos, it really includes Yom Tov. Right? It's not to teach us that Yom Tov is not like Shabbos Lehotzi. The Adarabba Ki Osarach Mona Hotzo B'Shabbos Yom Tov Hoya B'Chlal. Right? Shai, you got it over there?
No.
I sent the Shita.
Okay, yeah.
He's trying, he's going, it's the idea that we were discussing yesterday. That he's trying to say that when the Isser Hotzah is stated by Shabbos, it really applies to Yom Tov too. The Isser, ki osa rachmona hotzah b'Shabbos Yom Tov hoya b'chlal, ela shechozar v'hotziyo min haklal, b'she heitiro l'tzarach achila. So it was really included, it really includes Yom Tov, but it was then removed with the heter of tzarach achila. Vafilu shelo l'tzarach achila. That's because of mitoch. Vafilu shelo l'tzarach klal shari midoraisa mishum mitoch. But that's just the way it works out. That's the way the halachic mechanism works out. Vafilu hachi kevan she'otzah chashiva malacha biyom tov de itzrich chachman lehitira din hu sheyigzeru ba chachamim b'midi dahavi tirchad lotzach. So since it really is something that's considered a malacha in terms of evaluating the nature of the activity, it's not like an activity that doesn't rise to the nature of maleches yom tov. It's not the hutra doesn't mean that it's like a nothing l'gabi Yom Tov. It means that it had to have a heter because of the consistency of the din, because of mitoch. But it still is chashiva malacha b'Yom Tov. So then it makes sense that the chachamim should be gozer on something that has no tzarech at all. That's just tircha. Because even in the mitoch way of looking at it, this is Mars's question. Why stop over there? Right. Why limit it to that case? But he's saying that case definitely that makes sense because this is a hotzah that has no shaychus to Yom Tov at all. Umashapirish Rashi Zal Dilakuli Alma Yesh Erev Hotzah LiYom Tov. It means like this, not that there's an Isser Hotzah. It means Shoya Bechlal Shabbos LeInyan Hotzah Ad Shehotziyo Beferish Midechsev Achashe Yochel Chol Nefesh. Just like it was included in, just like havara and shchita were included. So the nafkamina is if you're going to learn that yom tov was never included in the is, if you're going to learn hotza was never included in melechas yom tov. And it's not that there's a heter v'chol nefesh, ela mishum d'lo chashiva malacha b'yom tov. That's the key, right? Then imkein lo asiri avonim l'taltal b'yom tov. Then they never would have formulated a malacha, they never would have formulated an Isser of Tiltal. Because the whole phenomenon of Hotzah is not considered a Choshev L'gabi Yom Tov. So it would be just like saying you can't twiddle your thumbs. I mean, what does that have to do with anything? It's not something that in any framework is Ola as a Choshev activity on Yom Tov. Hotzah is. The only thing is, because of Ochel Nefesh, it had Heter. Imkain, he says, but Elamishim Delo Chashim. Imkain Lo Asiri Avan Al Talav. The Ikari Surayo B'Shabbos Ain Elamishim Hotzah. He's trying to go back to the Tiltal Chotzah connection. But V'Kevin De Biyom Tov Lo Chashiva Malacha V'Lo Mitoris Ochel Nefesh Hiti Ruha El Lo Mikri Malacha Klal Lo Gazri Tiltal Avon Biyom Tov Atu Chotzah El Avadai Chotzah Chashiva Malacha Biyom Tov Kishabbos El Shah Torah Hitira Letzor Ochel Nefesh Ramina Mitoch Shehutra Kula Mitoch Vatra Kula Mikol Mokom Kevin De Chashiva Malacha Biyom Tov Ostru Chachamim Kol Letzor Shlo Letzor Chayom V'Ostru Letiltol Avonim B'Shabbos Adkan. So that's his being Malami's Chusan Rashi. I mean, that's not the best way to start your statement, but Malamed Chus is not like an emphatic endorsement of something. But what would the Rashba say to this? What would the Rashba's response be to all this? Sounds like a lot of double talk, the Rashba would say. Right? But what's the real machlokas? I mean, it's a very interesting question. I think he's right. I think that is what Rashi is getting at. But what's the machlokas in it's a machlokas like in like a meta halachic machlokas, right? It's not a question of a definition. It's a question of what type of an idea you'll accept, right? What's the question over here? Is that a clear explanation? In other words, just to reiterate, he's saying that if you're going to learn like Rashi is learning, that Hotzah with Mitoch means that on its own terms, Hotzah is really an involvement that is not fit for Yom Tov, right? It's not like anything else. It's not like just, just sitting around doing nothing. It's considered like a malacha. It really is chashiva. It is a chashiv as a malacha on Yom Tov. The only thing is, because of the Tzarech Ochel Nefesh and the Mitoch, there's a Heter Legamri. But it still exists, he wants to say, it still exists as an Inyan of Malacha that has a Heter Legamri. So that means to say, when you engage in Hotzah, it's only Mutter because of the Heter of Mitoch, that comes through Mitoch. So in other words, it always exists like in a state of as a presence with a state of heter, with a constant heter on it. So midrabanan, it's proper to express that by saying a tiltal that is just tircha, meaning say has no tzarach, is basically like a hotzah without a tzarach. So they should asar midrabanan to express this idea that hotzah really, as an idea, is keneged yom tov, but only is mutter because of the permanent state of the tzarach, which is a matir, the permanent matir. So it makes sense to aser a tiltal that really doesn't reflect any tzarach at all, because it should be in mind that really it's only because of the tzarach of ochel nefesh that the heter exists. That's really the source of the whole heter of mitoch, is the ochel nefesh. So it really is always related to a fact that there's a tzarach, that hotzah is mutter. Halachically, there's no way to formulate it according to this way of learning other than legamri. But conceptually, it exists with a heter. And therefore, midrabanan, they wanted to give existence to that concept by picking a case of hotzah that doesn't express any of the heter element. Doesn't express any of the cause of the heter, doesn't express any tzarach at all. It's pure tircha. That's proper for them to be gozer on. But it's a different kind of gzera. It's a gzera to express the idea.
It's not a gether?
Because it's not a gether for anything.
No shem. Practical. Different thing.
No, right. So that answers the Rashba's question, that they couldn't just make a gzera. It's not really just stam gzera of tircha. It's a gzera on a certain kind of a hotzah shel tircha, which doesn't represent the spirit of Yom Tov. You know what I mean? Now, the point is like this. It's because the Hotzah is really an idea that is a chilul of Yom Tov. It's only that halachically there's no expression because of the mitoch. So midrabanan, they instituted an iser on a Hotzah that in reality doesn't express anything about Yom Tov. But because of the halachic structure, couldn't have been captured. You do have cases like that. I mean, there are things like that. It's not, you have cases that are not formulated as Isurim necessarily. But for instance, you'll say, what does Ram have that? Who was it? Yechezkel? I think he says he never ate from something that was a din was paskin on it. You ever see that?
What?
He never ate from something that required a horos chacham. You ever see that?
Yeah.
Right. Or he never ate from a behemoth that was like a misukenes and was shechted right before it died. So there are certain things that halachically are mutter, but there's an idea of going l'fnim mishur sadin. Huh? Yeah, in Ksuvus, right? Now, there's an idea of prisha, and the Torah couldn't mandate every single case. But that doesn't mean just because the halacha can't formulate something doesn't mean the concept doesn't exist. Right? Just because the halacha can't formulate something doesn't mean the concept doesn't exist. So therefore, you know, he's saying over here it's expressing the concept. But the problem is this. What would the Rashba respond to that? The problem is like this, that you see, it's not unusual to have a situation where the halacha can't formulate an iser. Right? Where there's no particular tsura to an iser. Like Vasisa Yashavatov. What's the tzura of that? There's no specific maisa, right? There's no specific maisa that you can say that it depends on a certain way of looking at things and a certain internal how you feel about it and what your intentions are. But the thing is that there are a lot of things that you can't formulate. A lot of things you can't formulate. A lot of isurim, a lot of things that have no specific tzura. Like levilti ramlo vavecha. I mean, what does that mean? A guy feels, there's no specific action, there's no specific maisa. So it's not unusual that there's an idea that, like the Ramban says, being a bal gaiva is not a lav. There's no, it's not one of the yud gimel, it's not one of the 613. The issue of being a gaiva. But the Torah says by the melech, he has to carry around Sefer Torah, so he doesn't feel like a bal gaiva. So you see, it's definitely an ideal in the Torah. Right? So there are a lot of things that are ideals that are not formulated as mitzvos per se. Right? So that's not unusual to say that there's a certain ideal that doesn't have a specific tzura, and maybe the Rabbanon will come in and give it a tzura. But the Rashba's counter, the Rashba's argument is, that's very nice. That's a very nice idea. When it's truly an ideal. Meaning to say, that there is an existence to the ideal itself. In other words, if I would say that not being a Baal Gaiva is not a lav. Right, a guy's a big shy, he's not going to get Malkus. Okay? There's no lav that he's over. But that doesn't mean that there's not a... That doesn't mean that there's no true expression of Gaiva. Right? It just means it can't be formulated in a particular way. That doesn't mean that there's no... It doesn't mean there's no expression of it. Of course there's that's because of the lack of the ability to formulate a particular action that you can identify as gaiva. Slow down. Let me just get this point across. Okay. Whereas over here, it's not the lack of the ability to formulate it. Over here, the Rashba is saying, if there is no halachic iser, then you can't say there's any existence to the ideal either. In other words, there's a difference between saying, like let's say I said before, guy doesn't want to eat from a misukenis, shechs the behema quickly, he doesn't want to eat from it. So why is that good? Because there's a concept of precious, whatever it is. I don't want to go through the. I'm not in the position right now to go through what exactly the Mila of Yecheskel was in these things. But let's say there's an inyan of precious. Okay. So we'll say that yeah, but the Torah says it's okay to do this. The Torah says if, as long as the shechita was done, it's mutter. So you're being firmer than the Torah, right? But the point is like this. It's true the Torah didn't formulate an iser on this, but in terms of the whole way of life of the Torah, precious is an existing concept. Precious does exist within the system of Torah. Okay? I mean, that's how the Macholos Asuros are a reflection of precious, right? Of keeping your taivas in check. Okay, so there is an expression of that idea in Torah in general. Of course, it can't be legislated down to every particular action. It can't be legislated down to every particular. But the concept does exist and does express itself elsewhere. So if I look at the Torah as a whole, I could say, well, the Torah definitely is advocating self-control. Right, and I'm going to even be kaddish asmucha b'mutlach. I'm going to even go further. Oh, but you can't say, well, the Torah didn't say this is usher. So then, how could you do it? Well, that's exactly the whole point of kaddish asmucha b'mutlach. Right, and that is to say, I'm going to extend an ideal of the Torah. But here's the key. I know this is coming out in a very haphazard sounding way. The key is, is there an existing expression of the ideal? If there's an existing expression of the ideal, then it makes sense to say we can institute something in recognition of that. So if there's an ideal of precious, so it makes sense to say that, like the Rambam says. In Shmona Prakam, he says a lot of the Torah, a lot of the mitzvahs are there to, regulate your midos, and he talks about nida, and he says, and the rabbanans, he even says the rabbanans on nida are also coming to express this idea, to further enhance the precious. So you see the Torah, Aye, but the Torah didn't do it, right? But the Torah expressed the idea of precious in Nida. And now it exists. It exists as a real expression in the system of Nida. And the Rabbanim can come and say, we're going to extend it. The problem that the Rashba has in Yom Tov is, where is there a true expression of the Isser Hotzah at all? Now, that's the question. Everybody agrees that you can extend and give form to concepts that are not formulated by the Torah, in places that they're not formulated by the Torah. But the question is, where do you cull your ideals from? Where do you cull the ideals from? Where do I say this is an ideal of the Torah? The Rashba says, I only have a right to say that from the true facts of the Torah. Give me the facts of the Torah, and then I'll show you, okay, the Torah says precious is good. So I'll do extra precious here. Right? But his argument is, on Yom Tov, there's no expression of Hotzah at all. So which Hotzah of the Torah am I extending or highlighting when I make an Isser on Tircha? Which Hotzah of the Torah? You understand? Lemaisa, he says, you don't have a right to extend. It's not considered to be an existence of the Torah in any respect unless it has some expression in the Torah. The fact that Hotzah came in and out simultaneously means lemaisa, there's no expression of Hotzah in Yom Tov. Whereas Rashi held that just the Isser itself is an expression of the ideal. They're not arguing on whether you can give expression to ideals through drabanans. That everybody agrees. That's a universal thing. We do it all the time. Question is, where do you have a right to conclude this is an ideal from? According to the Rashba, only from halacha. But halacha only exists when there's some expression to it. So if the Torah says Hotzah and Hutra Legamri, then that means in halacha there's no Hotzah. Whereas Rashi held, you can even derive an ideal from the statement, from an expression in the Torah that never came, that because of some other idea never came to existence. I guess the point I'm trying to say is like this. It's like a question of what are the basic building blocks of the Torah? What are the basic entities of Torah? Everybody agrees I can take a basic entity and extend it. But what is the basic entity of Torah? According to the Rashba, it's the fundamental halachos that emerge from the limud of drashas hakra, from the limud of the psukim, from the drashas hakra, from the Torah Shebaal Peh method of darshaning Torah. So does the Torah Shebaal Peh method of darshaning Torah give you any expression that Hotzah is something you shouldn't do on Yom Tov? No, according to Rashi. So then everything else is just history. In the body of Torah, there's no expression that there's an ideal not to do Hotzah on Yom Tov. Whereas Rashi says, no, every step in the process of Drasha is adding to ideas already. The fact that it was given as an ideal and removed from because of Hutra doesn't negate the fact that it's a part of the corpus of the ideals of Torah regarding Hotzah, regarding Yom Tov. So then it comes out that there's what to extend. There's what to give life to. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, so the Rashba would say that the category being the fact that it was kolel and removed through hutra basically is a long way of saying there is no Hotzah on Yom Tov. Right? Like sometimes you have psukim, a lot of times you have drushas, you have a riboy and then a miut. Right? Klal uprat. So you're going to say, well, whatever was included in the klal and then removed by and then narrowed down by the prat has no existence anymore. Whatever was cut out of the klal because of the prat that followed it, you don't say, well, the klal said it, so therefore it must be true in some way. You know what I mean? See, that everybody would agree. That everybody, because that is a mechanism. That itself is a mechanism of klal uprat, klal, whatever you're going to say. But the question is, what if you just have these, you know what I'm saying, Mayor? In other words, but what if you just have these competing things that are not internally, you know, a drusha themselves? It's just the way it comes out. That if you combine, start with Melech Shabbos, and start with Malacha from Yom Tov, and apply Ochel Nefesh with the mechanism of Mitoch. So what does that mean, basically? So halachically, it means there's no remnant of Hotzah and Yom Tov. So ideology, in terms of ideology, what does that mean? So according to the Rashba, we only get our ideology from the halacha. So if the halacha doesn't have anything about Hotzah, you can't say there's an ideal of Hotzah. Yeah.
In regards to Yom
Tov. No, that's the Rashba's whole argument. Rashba's saying, okay, if you learn like Rashi, then there's no difference if it was never included or if it was included and removed. There's no difference.
Right, okay,
that's
okay.
His point.
Okay.
Right.
He's just an ideal in the Torah without a...
I'll give you an example. I'll give you a good example of this kind of a question. Ayin tachas ayin. Right? Ayin tachas ayin. So what does it mean? An eye for an eye. What does it really mean?
Mammon.
So the question is, would you say though that there still is an ideal of ayin tachas ayin in some regard? Huh?
Of course.
Not according to the Rashba.
No.
So I say the same thing. If you say another question. Is there some ideal of ayin tachas ayin that the Torah is expressing? But according to the Rashba, since it only halachically means mammon, that's the end of the story. That is what it is.
No, I mean, you're saying philosophically they could still be an ideal.
Are you saying halachically an ideal? What do you mean by ideal? He's saying
in the Torah. A Torah ideal. Is there a Torah ideal? I don't know how. I don't know what you would do with it. But I'm saying, in terms of, I'm not sure what you would do with it. I'm not saying you couldn't make a gzera based on it. But
oh, fine.
Right. So the Rambam says in the Mora. The Rambam in the Mora says that he says I'm going to explain ayin tachas. I'm going to explain the zikin according to the way it's expressed in the Torah, not according to the way the rabbis interpret it. You ever see that? He held that there is an ideal from the pasuk, and the mammon is something different. Well, no, he doesn't. So that's a lot of the Gaonim, the Sajigon, and he has a big thing on Ayin Tachas Ayin. I mean, the Gemara goes through it. The Gemara goes through trying to prove that it can't be literal. Because so what if I have a big eye, you have a small eye, you know, all these different things. You ever see those? I was trying to show you that you can't interpret it literally. But the question is, but does that mean that it really expressing an ideal? But since it can't be interpreted literally, we have to reinterpret it in terms of mammon. But that's like a limitation. Because of the limitations of reality, we have no choice but to just do mammon. Or is it saying, it means you pay. You pay the value of an eye for an eye. That's really what it means. That's really the pshat. What's the pshat in the pasuk? The pshat in the pasuk, you pay the value of an eye for an eye? Or does it mean you really gouge out a guy's eye for the other guy's eye? But lemaisa, we can't do it, so we settle. What do you say? No, once Torah Shabbat tells you it means mammon, even if it were possible as an ideal, we wouldn't say it should be expressed. I'll give you an example. If a guy says, let's say I break your mug by accident, right? And I have the exact same mug. So I say, you know what? I want to be a tzaddik. Instead of giving you the money, I'll give you the opportunity to smash my mug. Would that be something that you should do? Would there be an ideal for that? Well, you say, you're crazy. What kind of a kiyum is that? It's ridiculous.
Doesn't help anybody.
I know it doesn't express it by the nezike mammon, but I know you're allowed to be mochel. Petza tachas petza. You're allowed to be mochel. Let's say you hold you're allowed to be mochel on the chabura. So would you say, okay, I'll let you do it. I'm mochel. I'm going to be a tzaddik. Or you'd say, no, you're an idiot. The pasuk doesn't mean that. It's not a kiyum in anything. The problem I have with our discussion is I really haven't found you a good example. Because I'm just finding examples where it's voluntary. We would be nice to find a case where it was instituted as a takana.
Right. Mm-hmm.
These extensions of ideals.
Did you say Shvus was?
Yeah, Shvus is a case. Shvus is an example. Tishbos. Afilu midvarm she'ena malacha. Right. The Rashba says, what is the nature of the day of Yom Tov? That's the question. What is the nature of the day of Yom Tov? What is its characteristics? What are its characteristics? What is its character? The Rashba says you cannot go beyond the halachic data of Yom Tov to define a philosophical nature to the day. So if halachically it comes out that there's no hotza on Yom Tov for whatever reason, you can't say, well, we should enhance the idea of hotza on Yom Tov. But it's not part of the day of Yom Tov in any halachic sense. And what is Yom Tov? Yom Tov is a halachic product. The day of Yom Tov is a halachic creation. And did the halacha, and if the halacha didn't add to it hotza, then there's no sense to speak about a halachic, a day of Yom Tov with the character of Hotza. The whole day of Yom Tov is a halachic product, and the product is lacking Hotza. So what do you mean? It's like, it's only like what Yom Tov could have been. But Yom Tov is only what we have by the Torah. That's all we have. Whatever it could have been, but that's not Yom Tov. That's not the Yom Tov that the Torah gave us. It was a Rashi was like this. Okay, yeah, maybe if you didn't have the drasha, Yom Tov would have been different. But we have to keep this Yom Tov. We don't keep an alternate Yom Tov that could have been. So Lamaisa, Yom Tov doesn't have this character.
I don't know enough of drushas, but what happens when the drusha and the way of learning it out is almost like, it's almost like a, not a fluke, but it's like, it's just, that's how the system goes. I don't know, like a binyana or something.
Right.
Meaning, so what happens there? Like, I don't think there's anything, does that reflect back on the...
Okay, so then, another way to express this machlokas, maybe it's a better way, I don't know, I have to think about it, is that the Rashba would agree there is some philosophical idea. I'll go with it for a minute. The Rashba would agree there's some philosophical idea of Yom Tov not having Hotzah, and for technical reasons it couldn't come to be. The question is, can the Rabbanans go down, like Johnny was saying, can the Rabbanans go down to the philosophical ideals or only give expression to halachic ideals?
Well, the other machlokas was a lot more fun.
But I have a hard time with that. I mean, I still feel that the Rashba is saying, what do you mean the philosophy of Yom Tov? First, tell me what Yom Tov is. How do you know what Yom Tov is? Can you please tell me how do you know what Yom Tov is? Well, Yom Tov is the day that the Torah told us to keep. Well, how did the Torah tell you to keep it? Did it include Hotza? No. So where are you getting a philosophy of Yom Tov that includes Hotza when Yom Tov is only what the Torah gave you and it didn't give you Hotza? You say, but it wanted to. But that's not Yom Tov, what it wanted to.